Indeed, every day we need to ask ourselves, whether we follow Jesus.
确实，我们每天都需要自问，我们有没有在跟随耶稣。
There are many missionaries. They left home, and at the end, they may not come back home for the sake of the gospel.
有很多人为了福音的缘故离开了家，就再也没有回来。
And I guess this morning we also will ponder on this question.
那今天早上我们也有一个问题要问。
It's more of not as dramatic as a missionary that they may murdered.
但是可能没有像那些被这个谋被杀害的宣教士那么那个严重。
But it's something that we just live our daily lives.
更贴近我们自己的生活。
So today, actually, I'd like to talk to the following people for today's topic.
我今天这个题目的是面对的对象是这些人。
If you are a parent, a grandparent, or grandparents that has children in school, let's say up to high school, then you are my audience.
如果你家里有学龄孩子的，你是父母亲也好，祖父母也好，你就需要认真听。
And also, if you are children in school,
如果你自己是那些孩子的话，你也应该认真听。
Or you want to be, parents and grandparents or great grandparents someday.
或者你有一天自己也想当父母，当祖辈或者曾祖辈。
Or if you are or want to be involved in the children ministry or youth ministry.
或者你想参与，愿意参与儿童青少年事工。
And you are my audience.
你就是我的听众了。
What I'm trying to get at is that someone that wants to or you are involved in a child's life.
所以基本上总结起来就是说，你的生命里如果有孩子的话，你就会需要认真听。
So, pay attention and then don't fall asleep.
然后注意啊，不要睡觉。
If I ask you, what do you want for your children?
如果我问你，你想让你的孩子将来怎么样呢？
Would it be fair to say that you want a better future for them?
是不是很多人都会说我希望他有一个美好的前途啊？
My dad came to this country for a better opportunity for his three children.
我父亲当初移民到美国来就是为了给他的三个孩子有一个更好的前途。
And he was willing to trade in his comfortable job in Korea with a labor-intensive restaurant business.
他在韩国有一个很舒服的工作，可是他愿意到美国来，在餐馆里做那些很辛苦的活。
And when my daughter decided that she wants to go to a middle school 20 miles from our house,
那我女儿上初中的时候，决定去一所离我们家有二十英里远的学校。
And my wife has no problem drive her every day during the rush hour of I-95.
那我太太就毫无怨言的每天在这个上下班的高峰的时候在95上开。
And if I ask you that I will say you have no problem to make sacrifices for your children for their better future.
那我相信在座的每一位都会心甘情愿的为了孩子们的美好前途牺牲自己。
Because we want the best possible future for them.
因为我们想给他们最好的前途。
Because we love them.
因为我们爱他们。
Now, if we start to describe what that better future looks like, then we may have a list.
那如果我们要描述一下这个前途到底是什么样子的，可能会有一个清单。
You may say that, I like them to have good friends.
你可能会说，我希望他们交到好的朋友啊。
And a good college education.
然后有上一个好的大学。
A decent job.
有一个很好的工作。
And a happy marriage.
或者一个幸福的家庭。
And even a Christian faith.
然后甚至还有一个好的基督的信仰。
And then if we organize that list, then we probably will be able to categorize that list into three areas.
那我们把这个清单组织一下呢，可能就是有三种类型。
Smarter decisions, stronger relationships, and a deeper faith, but not necessarily in that order.
无悔的决定，密切的关系，扎根的信仰，不一定是按这个顺序。
And then if we take those three categories, actually there is an idea.That matters the most.
那如果我们把这三个方面再总结一下，其实里面有一个中心思想。
There is one rule that will affect everything in our lives.
因为有一条这个规律是影响到我们生活的方方面面的。
And if you understand that rule and apply to your life, then you will become a better person, different person.
如果你真的明白这一条规则，而且把它运用到你的生活当中去，你就会成为一个更好的人。
And if you teach this rule to your child, then your child will be a different person, a better person.
那如果你把这个规则教给你的孩子，他们也会成为不同的人，一个更好的人。
Actually, Jesus taught this rule.
实际上，这个规则是耶稣告诉我们的。
So one day, a group of Pharisees asked Jesus what he thought about what matters the most in life.
那因为有一天呢，有一群法利赛人问耶稣说，这个生活中最重要的事情是什么呢
？Teacher, which is the greatest commandment?
他们就问他说：“夫子，律法上的诫命哪一条是最大的呢
？”Of course, Jesus replied what they already knew.
但耶稣的回答是，其实他们是知道的。
And he said, "Love the Lord, your God, with all your heart, with all your, with all your soul, with all your mind."
耶稣对他说：“你要尽心、尽性、尽意爱主你的神。”
Okay, let me try again. Love your Lord with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind.
再说一遍，你要尽心、尽性、尽意爱主你的神。
And then Jesus says something completely surprised them.
之后呢，耶稣又说了一句让他们大吃一惊的话。
And then he went into the 600 laws from the writings of Moses.
这句话实际上是从这个摩西的大概有600多条这个律法里面挑出来的。
And then he pulled one verse, a very isolated verse, and then attached it to this verse.
而且是一个很不起眼的一个规条，然后他把它放在这一个这么重要的这个诫命后面。
Basically, he says that there's a second part of this greatest commandment that is important as the first part.
也就是说，这个最大的诫命有两部分，这第二部分跟第一部分其实是同等重要的。
And he said that is to love your neighbor as yourself.
也就是说，其次也相仿，就是要爱人如己。
What Jesus is saying is that you need to learn how to love God.
你需要学习怎么爱主。
But don't fool yourself for thinking you love God by obeying religiously.
但是不要以为你只是按照宗教的行为去做事情了，你就是在爱主了。
The authentic test of faith is how you treat people.
一个真正的对你的信仰的考验是说你怎么对待其他人。
In other words, what they're saying is that the best way to love God is to love whom God loves.
也就是说，爱神的捷径是爱神所爱的。
And Jesus made it clear that faith is not about keeping a bunch of rules, but it's a responding to a relationship.
耶稣很明确地告诉我们，这个信仰不是一个按照规条做什么，而是说能够回应跟神的关系。
Because everyday life, everything will boil down to three areas: how we react to God, how we treat ourselves, and how we react with people.
其实我们每天的这些选择都最后总结成三条，就是我们怎么跟神相处，怎么爱神，怎么爱自己，还有怎么爱别人。
Or let's just kind of make it simple and paraphrase it.
或者换一句话说呢
？Love matters.
就是爱是重要的。
And loving God matters.
而且爱神是很重要的。
And loving yourself in the way loving God in a way that loving yourself matters.
然后这个爱神的其中一方面也是。体现就是爱自己也是重要的。
And loving God in a such a way, loving people matters.
然后爱神的另一个体现就是爱别人也是重要的。
And what Jesus wanted the Pharisees to know is that you need to love God in every part of our lives.
那也就是耶稣想让这些法律赛人知道的就是我们在生活当中方方面面都要有爱神的体现。
And the test of that love is being seen is how we love ourselves, how we love others.
而这个爱神的这个证明就是能够给大家看到的就是怎么爱自己和爱别人。
Okay, now, there are three intrinsic drives that are hardwired in everyone, every child.
我们每一个人每一个孩子其实里边都有三个一个固有的那种驱动力。
Okay. So imagine that we have three dials in connecting and relating to God.
我们就好像有三个这种调试的这个钮一样可以帮助我们来跟神连接。
We call the first one the wonder, that's our thinking and imagination about God's love.
这个旋钮第一个我们称它为奇异就是我们对神的认知和想象。
The second one, we call it the discovery, is our emotional and moral response to God's love.
第二个是发掘，就是我们对神的爱的一种回应。
And the third one, we call it passion, and that's our relationship, how our relationship reflects God's love.
然后第三个是热情，就是我们跟人其他人的关系怎么来反映我们对神的爱。
So everyone we have these three dials.
我们每一个人都有这三个这个旋钮。
And every child has three dials as well.
也说明每一个孩子都有这三个旋钮。
And today's experts in culture actually, they have done a really good job of understanding these three dials.
其实现在这个社会文化当中的这些专家，他们很明白这三个这个旋钮的重要性。
Because they know kids are naturally are curious about things that are mysterious.
因为他们知道小孩子对那些神秘的东西天生就有一种好奇心。
And the kids want to know, want to understand who they are.
然后他们也想知道他们自己是谁。
And also kids want to have a sense of belonging, has a connection with people.
然后他们也愿意有一种归属感，有跟别人有接触，有交流。
So they play to their audience.
所以这些专家就会为满足他们这些的需要。
Yeah, just watch the latest Disney animation.
你如果注意一下，你看看这个迪士尼最新的动画片。
Or listen to the pop songs.
或者听这些流行歌曲。
Or just look at your iPhone or iPad.
或者就看看你自己的 iPhone 或者 iPad 吧。
They have put in so much research money to understand what drives children.
他们花了很多钱做研究，就是想要知道，就是说什么能让这些孩子有一种动力要去做。
It's almost that every kid is wearing an invisible sign that says "amaze me, inspire me, and move me."
就好像每一个孩子都带着这么一个标语，上面写着说让我惊异吧，来开导我，然后激发我有行动。
So, thinking what we know in light of this.
所以我们来根据这三条，我们来想一想我们所知道的。
And our role is to amaze a kid's mind.
那我们的职责就是让孩子对神有一种惊异感。
And to amazing kid's mind to imagine God.
让他们能够对神有一种好奇心，有想象。
And also, our role is also to inspire kids to kids' will to follow God.
然后开导他们的意愿，让他们愿意跟随神。
And also to move the kid's life to serve God.
然后激励他们来侍奉神。
And doing that, then we are affecting how they relate to God, how they relate to themselves, and how they relate to others.
我们当我们这么做的时候，实际上就会影响到他们跟神的关系、跟自己的关系和跟别人的关系。
So, now, when we introduce God to our children.That we're telling them a story of redemption.
那当我们把神介绍给孩子们的时候，我们实际上在跟他们讲这个救赎的故事。
And to be more precise, it's about a story of restoring the image of God.
或者确切的说，我们是要恢复神的形象。
God created Adam and Eve in His image.
神造亚当夏娃是按照他自己的形象造的。
And He gave him a spirit that enabled them to commune with their Maker.They have a spiritual aspect.
而且神造他们的时候给了他们一个灵，使得他们能够跟他们的造物主之间有沟通，所以神是有人是有灵的。
And they also have a sense of right or wrong. They have the moral aspect.
而且这个人是有一种道德观的，他们知道什么是对，什么是错。
And then they have the ability to reason. They have the intellectual aspect.
而且还有这个智慧和智力，能够知道怎么样去推论。
And they also want to have a sense of belonging. They have the relational aspect.
他们也渴望有这个有关系，能够有一种归属感。
Because they are made in the image of God, that actually we are completely different from the rest of the creation.
所以就是因为我人是按照神的形象造的，所以我人跟其他的受造物是有所不同的。
But Adam sinned and made a mess of the image of God.
但是亚当犯罪，使得这个神的形象受到了损害。
But then God decided to come down as a human and to show everyone that He loves people that are made in the image of God.
但是这个时候神决定自己亲自取人的形象到人间来，让人看到说人是按照神的形象造的。
And that's why Paul referred to Jesus as the second Adam.
所以这也是为什么保罗在他的书信里提到耶稣是第二个亚当。
Because Jesus came to rebuild what Adam messed up.
因为耶稣来就是要重建被亚当所破坏的神的形象。
And then Jesus did everything to model the image of God.
而且他就是他在模范，就是在示范神的形象给我们看。
The entire gospel really enforces that We should treat people, other people, like they are made in the image of God.
所以整个福音书都告诉我们，我们对待其他人要有一个心，就是说他们是按照神的形象造的。
Jesus forgave prostitutes.
耶稣原谅了那些妓女。
He touched the lepers.
他碰触了那些麻风病人。
He fed the hungry.
他喂饱了那些饥饿的人。
He talked to the children.
他跟小孩子们谈话。
And he even partied with the outcasts.
而且他跟那些被人所不齿的人一起吃喝。
Because he treated everyone like they were matter to God because they made it in the image of God.
他对待每一个人都让他们感到他们是很重要的，因为他们是按照神的形象被造的。
And then Jesus died.
然后后来耶稣就死了。
His death is to show that he wants to redeem the image of God.
他的死告诉我们他要救赎神的形象。
Because he allowed himself to be accused, to be judged, to be humiliated, to be executed.
他允许他自己 被控告 被判断然后还 被羞辱而且会被杀害。
He wanted to demonstrate with his death that the image of God matters to everyone, is worth redeeming.
虽然他是无辜的他愿意这样做他想让我们看见就是我们这个里面的 神的形象是配得救赎的。
Because you have value, I have value because we are made in the image of God.
你我都是按照神的形象所造的所以我们都有价值。
And then Jesus rose from the dead.
之后耶稣从死里复活。
The powerful story of the resurrection is that he is transforming us into the image of God.
所以这个复活的这个故事的这个力量就在于他要把我们改变让我们重建能有神的形象。
He wanted everyone to trust him and follow him.
他想让每一个人都信靠他然后来跟随他。
So that he can recreate the image of God.That was originally designed to love him.
所以他可以重建那个神的形象，那个原本是要来爱神的那个形象。
And that's the story we tell our children.
这也就是我们跟我们的孩子所讲的这个福音的故事。
So every time that we treat children like they are made in the image of God.
所以每一次当我们对待孩子，就是有心里有一个记得说他们是按神的形象所造的时候。
Then actually we are telling them a story that what God is doing in me, in you, to redeem us.
我们实际上在不停地跟他们讲述这个故事，就是神在我们和他们身上的作为。
And that is wonder.
这个就是让他们产生奇异感。
And then the story that what God is doing to transform in you and me, and that is a discovery.
还有这个发现就是神正在我里面做的工作。
And the story that God is doing through me to influence others, that is passion.
然后神借着我所能做的来影响其他人的事情就是热情。
And that's loving God, loving ourselves, and then love others.
那也就是爱神、爱自己和爱别人。
It all comes down to the great commandment.
所以最后他们都归结在这个大诫命上。
Now, but here's the sobering facts that we all face.
但是我们面临一个很严肃的问题。
We have our children in a very short period of time.
孩子们在我们身边是很短的一段时间。
If you think 18 years, that's long, actually that's very short.
你觉得18年很长吗？其实很短。
That means that the opportunity for us to influence our children are also limited.
也就是说我们能够影响他们生活的机会也不多。
Priscilla was born yesterday.
对我来说那个新乐就是昨天才生出来。
I blinked and then she's ready to go to high school.
一眨眼她马上就要上高中了。
I blink, then she's ready to go to college.
再眨眼可能就要上大学了。
So, we have a very limited of time.
我们真的时间很短。
That means that we need to prioritize what we're going to teach the children.
所以我们必须要选择最重要的来教导给他们。
Now, notice that Jesus answered the great commandment question, what he did not answer.
那我们注意耶稣回答那个最大诫命的那个回答的时候他也有一些事情他没有说。
He did not say that every commandment is equally important.
他并没有说每一条诫命是同等重要的。
Every commandment is equally true, but not equally important.
每一个诫命都是真理但并不是同等重要。
So within this limited time that we have, that children have with us,Now, we should teach our children the great commandment, how to love God.
那所以孩子跟我们在一起的时间很短，我们一定要把这最重要的教给他们，就是如何爱神。
So, how do we teach them?
那到底要怎么教呢？
So, how do we help the children to turn up these volumes, these knobs.
就是这三个旋钮，我们要怎么帮助他们来把它这个调好？
Now, as the kids move into from preschool to adulthood,
孩子们从学前班一直到长大成人，
and they will rediscover God in a very exciting new way.
在不同的阶段，他们会发对神有不同的发现。
In each stage of their life.
每一次都会 有所不同，每一阶段会有所不同。
So as a, adults, our job is to be the guide for them.
那我们作为大人是为了要来带领他们，帮助他们。
That means that we will need a different skill set at each stage.
所以在不同的阶段，我们可能需要不同的方式和技巧。
Because you know that, you know, how do we treat the preschool is different from the middle school.
那显然我们对学前班和对中学班的这个教育方式肯定是不一样的。
Because the goal is that at some point that they need to own their faith, they need to make decisions for themselves, they need to build a future for themselves.
因为在他们长大的过程当中，他们必须要有一天要把这个信仰变成自己的，要把他们这个他们的未来是要自己来决定的。
And if we don't reinvent ourselves, then we're going to miss the opportunity to influence them at the right time.
所以我们也要根据他们的成长来调整自己。如果我们不调整，我们就失去了来影响他们的机会。
So, kids are changing fast, so we need to move along with them.
孩子们变化很快，我们也需要跟得上这个变化。
So we will use one word to describe each phase.
所以我们现在就有四个阶段，我们每一个阶段用一个词来描述。
And to sum up our role to our children.
然后让我们知道我们在那个阶段是要又扮演什么样的角色。
So to the people that's involved in the preschoolers, I like to give you the word embrace.
那你生命中如果有那些学前班的孩子，我就用这个字拥抱这个字来。
Because your primary role really is to embrace their physical needs of the toddlers and the infants.
用这个字来表达，因为那些小孩子他们有很多这个实际上身体的需要。
The most important thing that you can do is to meet the child's tangible needs so they can develop a physical trust with you.
你所需要做的就是满足他实际上的需要，这样他从这个被满足需要的时候就能够跟你开始建立一个信任的关系。
And when you embrace the preschooler physically, that actually you are giving them a first impression about Heavenly Father.
所以当你满足他的身体需要，然后这样拥抱他的时候，他能够开始感受到这个神的这个爱和拥抱。
And for the children that go into the elementary school, that we need to adopt the word engage.
那对于小学生来说，我们要用的这个字就是参与。
Because the kids in this world, they're ready to interact and discover.
这个时候的孩子，他们已经要开始跟人互动了，要开始发现他周围的世界了。
And your job is really to engage their interests.
所以你的责任就是让他们能够对什么事情感兴趣。
And during this phase that we all need to do a crash course on storytelling.
那这个阶段我们很需要学会这个讲故事。
And do a crash course on having fun.
然后让他们能够感到很有意思。
Because you want to engage the mind and heart of the elementary kids.
因为你想吸引他们的注意力，让他们的心愿意参与。
And this is really also the time, the best opportunity for you to earn some relational credit.
而且这个时候是你跟他们建立良好关系的大好时机。
And because when you engage their interest, you are really provoking their discovery of who God is.
如果你能够使他们能抓住他们的兴趣的话，他们会愿意发现说神是什么样的。
And then as the kids transition to middle school,
当他们进入中学的时候,
we should remember the word affirm.
这个需要我们用到的字就是肯定。
Because you will have plenty of opportunity to affirm their personal journey.
因为在这个时候你有很多的机会来肯定他们的自我的形成。
Now, in the confusion of these years, because things are shifting from concrete to abstract,
在这段时间其实对他们是一个比较混乱的时间，因为这个概念要从这个具象的变成抽象的。
And then I promise you that you will need plenty of opportunity to affirm them.
所以你会需要你有很多机会，你要抓住他们来肯定他们。
And you also need to master the skill of never freaking out.
而且需要学会要变得非常镇静。
Because they're going to venture into new territories.
因为他们会进入很多新的领域。
Eyeshadow and lipsticks.
眼影啦，唇膏啦。
One Direction and Katy Perry.
还有这些, 什么乐队啦。
And then when you speak to them, they're going to roll their eyes in
front of you. 然后你跟,
and then they will all even say no.
然后就不要。
So during this period of time, that there will be opportunities that will arise, a very critical situation that you need to prove yourself that you have the unconditional relational commitment with them.
而且你会有这样的机会，当机会来的时候，你一定要抓住， 让他们知道你对他们是完全的委身， 一定是会, 支持帮助他们的。
When you affirm the middle schooler's identity, really you are providing a safe place for them to reconstruct their faith.
所以当你肯定这个中学生他自己的形象的时候， 你实际上是在提供一个机会让他们能够建立自己的信仰。
Now, as they move into high school, then I'd like to give you the word, I'd like to summarize the word with mobilize.
当他们进入高中的时候, 我这个词就要变成要启动他们。
Because your role is to mobilize their potential.
你要把他们动员起来, 让他们的潜力能够得到最大的发挥。
And at this stage, you have to master the skill, how to master the skill of negotiating.
这个时候你需要的技巧就是一个谈判的技巧。
Because, so in about 200 weeks, that you need to help them to own their faith, to own their future.
因为就在这大概200个星期之内, 你要帮助他们真的是拥有自己的信仰, 然后对自己的未来有所把握。
And then you also need to start learn how when to hold on and when to let go as they become independent.
而且他们在慢慢的开始独立起来, 你也要知道什么时候该抓紧, 什么时候该放手。
And then you also need to give them something significant for them to do.
而且要给他们一些让他们能够感到重要的事情去做。
You need to provide opportunity for them to lead.
给他们机会让他们能够, 去领,
you also hand them a personal vision of the future.
然后帮助他们对自己的未来有一个意向。
Because their relationship with God is very dynamic and you need to be that physical guide for them.
因为他们跟神的关系是一个在一直在变动的关系, 你要在旁边辅助。
So let's go back to that, the three drive that we talked about that's hardwired in every kid.
那我们再回到我们刚才讲的这个每一个孩子身上固有的这三个特性。
Remember I call them dials, right?
就是旋钮。
Because they are the ones that you turning and then help them to relate God.
因为这几个旋钮你是在不断的调试让他们能够最好的能够收到这个神的给他们的信息。
Actually, we turn all three of them, we all turn three of them, but some of them may be different at each stage.
每一个阶段我们三个都需要调, 但是在不同的阶段可能每一个这个三个旋钮的大小调的不同。
So your role is to figure out what is the right mix for that stage.
所以你的目标就是说在那个时候,那个阶段它需要是什么样的组合,这三个。
Preschoolers, they live in a world full of wonders and imagination.
学前班的小孩子,他们的这个世界充满了奇妙的东西。
So you will turn that wonder dial a little bit up.
所以你就把这个奇异,这个旋钮调大一点。
And then the elementary, we'll need to have the wonder and discovery, so you will turn up the discovery a little bit up.
那个小学生呢,就是这个发掘这部分也开始发展起来,所以这个奇异大一点,发掘也要开始变得大一点。
And then in the middle schoolers, they need wonder, discovery, and passion to solve problems, so you will dial up the passion a little bit up.
那到了中学的时候,这个热情也开始变得重要起来,所以这个也要变大一些了。
And then for the high schoolers, the passion should go way up.
那对于这个高中生来说,这个热情就要调到最大了。
Okay, so let's unpack this a little bit more.
所以我们再来最后总结。So
think about how preschoolers relate to God.
我们来想想这个学前班的孩子是怎么来想象神的。
To them, it's like everything is all blended together.
对他们来说,什么事情都好像是混在一起的。
God's story is my story.
这个神的故事就是我的故事。
And they don't think of it in terms of time, of past, present, and the future.
然后他们也没有时间的概念,什么是过去发生的,什么是现在,什么是将要发生的。
The preschoolers, they mix the stories they hear with the story they really live in.
他们听到的故事跟他自己生活的这个事情全都混在一起。
Giraffes are on the ark with a unicorn, and with Moses, and then with Aunt Susie.
就是混成一团,就是好像挪亚方舟上也有长颈鹿,然后也有这个独角兽,还有摩西,还有这个苏西阿姨。
So they relate to this invisible God with their own imagination.
所以这个神对来说对他们看不见，所以他们就用自己的想象来填补。
So when you embrace the physical needs of a preschooler, that actually you are helping them to show God's love.
所以当你拥抱他们，满足他们实际上身体的需要的时候，你帮他们能够体会到神的爱。
And your presence there is to literally helps them to meet God's family.
而且我们的存在对他来说就是神的家庭的存在。
You inspire their wonder of God.
然后你能够启发他们对神的那种惊异感。
And then when they move to elementary school, then they begin to see God's story as something that inspires my story.
那当他们进入到小学的时候，就开始发现神的故事好像能够帮助我来激发我的故事。
And then they can make a distinction between God's story and my story, but they want to know what it means to me.
那这个时候他们已经能够把神的事情和自己的事情分开，但是他也想知道说神的事情到底跟我有什么关系。
This stage of the kids that they love stories, especially the ones that will win in everyday life.
这个，所以他们这个年纪的孩子是很喜欢听故事的，特别是那种就是跟他们的每天生活能够帮助他们有所得着的。
They relate to God who will heal the sick.
他们能够接受一个能够医治的神。
And the God that conquers evil.
然后胜过这个罪恶的神。
And he explains mysteries.
而且能够解释那些神秘的事情的神。
And he performs miracles.
而且他能够施行奇迹。
And then he even overcome death.
而且甚至能够胜过死亡。
But all that he really practically wants to know that how does it all fit into my world because they want to know what it means to themselves.
但是他们也需要知道这些故事到底跟我有什么关系，因为这些故事最终要跟我的故事合在一起。
And then, so when you engage their interest, actually, you are helping them to, helping the kids to trust God's character.
所以当你真的是激发他们的这个喜好的时候，你是帮助他们要信任神的这个品格。
And also help them to put a meaning to them.
而且帮助他们把这个神的事情对他们来说变得对自己有意义。
So you are actually provoking the discovery dial, the number two dial.
所以你在激发他们这个发现的这个旋钮。
And then as they transition to middle school,
然后当他们进入中学的时候，
and usually this is where they will have the first crisis in their faith.
这个时候他们会经历一些信仰上的危机。
And then they begin to question, they begin to wrestle with their doubts, not just with God, but also with themselves.
开始有疑问，开始有疑惑，不仅仅是对神有疑惑，对自己也有。
And actually, this is the time.That we need to show them, they need to understand that God can rebuild or redeem their story.
这个时候就是他们需要知道神可以重建他们的故事的时候。
And even when things don't go according to their plan, but they need to know that you are there and that you're going to be walking alongside with them.
就算事情没有按照计划的想象的那样发生，他们也需要知道说你就在那里，你会陪着他们走完。
And then you can also go deeper into the ideas of forgiveness and love and redemption.
而且你可以更给他们更深，让他们能够更深的明白这个饶恕，这个恩典，还有这个救赎的意义。
And then you also help them to relate God that he can overcomeobstacles, it's impossible odds that at the end he's going to win.
神可以胜过这些不可想象的困难，而且到最后能够赢得胜利。
So, when you affirm their personal journey,
所以当你那个肯定他们自己的行程的时候，自己的航程的时候，
you're helping them to own their own faith.
你在帮助他们能够拥有自己的信仰。
Then, when they are going to the high school,
然后当他们进入高中的时候，
And then this is a time that they were desperately looking for principles that give their story meanings.
这个时候他们需要一些原则，让他们的这个自己的故事也能够有意义。
Because teenagers relate to a God that guides their decisions and connect them to a bigger story.
青少年们想到的神是能够帮助他们能够做决定，让他们的自己的故事变得更有意义。
And as the guide,that you will have to walk through some very amazing situations with them.
那你作为他们的向导，你要跟他们一起进入很多奇妙的这个决定。
And this is a time that you also have to learn how to influence them, but without really controlling them.
所以这个时候你要学习的是怎么影响他们，而但并没有控制他们。
But and then as you see that they stumble and then they get up.
当你看到他们跌倒再爬起来。
And then you just show up in their world. You're making a statement that you believe in their potential.
你一直在他们身边，让他们知道你相信他们的潜力。
Because you are actually helping them pursuing an authentic faith and to discover a personal mission.
你在帮助他们有一个真实的是自己的信仰，而且有一个自己的一个目标要去做什么。
And that's why I come back week after week to this group of people.
这也就是为什么我每个星期要回来跟青少年们在一起。
They are amazing group of kids.
他们真的是一群很奇妙的孩子。
Sometimes they do drive me crazy, but I love them very much.
有的时候他们也让我发疯，但是我真的是很爱他们。
Because I believe that they have the potential to love God, to love themselves, and to love others.
因为我相信他们有这个潜力，他们能够爱神，也能够爱自己和爱周围的人。
In fact, I have about 30 kids in my roster.
我大概就是我的这个名单册上大概有30个孩子。
Next year, I'm going to have 6 or 8 more.
明年还要再加六到八个。
Because no one is graduating, so my net is positive.
因为只进不出。
I do have a lot of help from adults like Brother Ye Yi, Brother Wang Qing, and Brother Hu Yanlong, and Sister Du Hui.
当然，我也有一些这个帮助着，就叶一弟兄、王庆弟兄，还有胡延龙弟兄和杜辉姐妹。
Now, I do can use some more help.
但是我也需要更多的帮助。
Now, if you have a heart for the middle school and high schoolers,
如果你有心想要跟这些青少年一起工作
and then, you love new things and have fun,
你也喜欢尝试新鲜事物，然后做有趣的事情。
And I'd like to talk with you.
我愿意跟你一起谈论。
Because there are a lot of things that we can do with them.
因为我们可以跟他们一起做很多事情。
Because we can build a relationship with them.
我们可以跟他们建立很深的关系。
We can do some really cool projects with them.
然后有一些很好的这个项目一起做。
Or even that you can also design games week after week after week.
甚至每个星期为他们设计一些有趣的游戏。
So, if you're interested, please come see me because we like to together that we can influence our future generation.
所以如果你真的是感兴趣的话，就来找我谈。我们愿意一起来为他们建立未来。
Now,I hope that you realize that these four words are not just simple four words.
当然，我希望你能够明白我刚才给的这个四个词没有那么简单。
It's they summarizes a calling to help kids grow spiritually.
总结起来其实是对我们的呼召，让我们能够帮助这些青少年能够在属灵的生命上成长。
That's why I like to rally all our parents, our grandparents, our leaders to embrace, to engage.To affirm, to mobilize.
我愿意召唤每一个父母、祖父母，然后教会的领导来拥抱，来让，然后来参与，来肯定，来启动这些孩子们。
Because by doing that, our kids one day leave and then knowing that there is a wonderful God that He forgives, and then we can build story with Him.
我们这样做的时候，当孩子有一天离开我们走上社会的时候，他们心里认识一个那个有恩典，然后愿意饶恕的神，他们可以跟他建立一个关系，然后让他们的故事变得更大。
And the way that they will see the world is not just selfishly to them, but see God, how and then others.
而且这样，他们的生命里不仅仅是说以自己为中心，他们不是以自己为中心的，能够也有神，也有其他的人。
So just remember, there's one rule.That will change us what we teach our children.
我们要记得有一个规则，让我们能够改变我们对孩子们的这个方式对待的方式。
And there is one belief that will change how we treat children because they are made in the image of God.
刚才那个是遗令，还有这个遗信，就是让我们知道说我们该怎么样对待我们的孩子，因为他们是照神的形象所造的。
And then also there is one word.That will change us how we lead our children.
还有一个字，就是帮助我们决定怎么样来带领我们的孩子。
So, keep fighting for the faith of the children in every stage of their lives.
所以真的，在孩子们的生活的每一个阶段，真的是为他们而战，帮助他们。
Because what we do really is to point to them what matters the most in life.
因为我们所做的是指明，是让他们知道说生命中最重要的事情是什么。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father, we thank you that you created us in your image.
天父，我们感谢你，你按我你的形象造了我们。
You also created the institute of family.
你也造了这个家庭。
And also children to us.
给了我们孩子。
And we thank you that you have given us this inheritance from above, that you entrust us to raise them up.
我们感谢你，因为这是从你从天上赐给我们的产业。你把他们交在我们手里，相信我们能带领他们。
And we know that we sometimes feel that we're not adequate.
但是我们很多时候觉得自己不足。
But we know, God, that you love us and you will give us wisdom.
但是我们知道神你爱我们，你会为我们提供智慧。
So in this short period of time that you have entrusted us, so give us the ability, the wisdom to really lead our children.
在这个孩子跟我们在一起的这个短短的十几年里，主就求你给我们智慧和能力来带领他们。
That loving you, loving themselves, and loving others is the most important thing in the world.
让他们知道世界上最重要的事情就是爱神、爱自己和爱别人。
And help us really to how to work with the children so that they can also connect with you.
帮助我们知道怎么样跟他们一起工作，让他们能够真的和你有一个真实的联系。
We know that we want to, and sometimes we just don't know how.
我们心里愿意，但是很多时候不知道该怎么做。
So help each one of us, Lord.
主就求你帮助我们每一个人。
So may your name be glorified.
所以你的名能够得到荣耀。
And then the kids look back that they see the people that have influenced them.
然后当孩子们回头看的时候，看到那些对他们的生命有所影响的人。
And they also give glory to you. In Jesus' name we pray.
他们也能从心里发出对你的赞美和感谢。我们这样祷告，奉耶稣的名求。